This year, it is assessed at $1.3 million. So even if you placed 8 of those onto the site that we're talking about, you would have a total assessed value of about $10 million generated over however long it would take to fill those 8 buildings up. We ask you to compare that to utilizing the existing TIF district to generate more than twice that value in a much quicker time frame. The last thing I want to mention is that while it's not currently incorporated into our site plan, we have had significant acquisition discussions with the owner of the motel and restaurant located right there at the corner of Minnesota.
Sorry, Kevin. I know this area. Sorry.
Dueling laser pointers. We are open to acquiring this site. It right now contains both a motel and a restaurant. We would be open to acquiring them, maintaining the restaurant building, and redeveloping the remainder as additional commercial land. To do so, we would require additional city assistance, but wanted to mention it because we are open to that possibility. That's about all we have for our presentation. I don't know, Alderman Wilhelm, do you have anything to clarify or add to what we mentioned?
Not at this point. I might have some
Alderman Wilhelm.
Later. Okay.
I do have a couple of things. These buildings obviously butt up against the houses on Minnesota. When NM came in, there was lots of conversation about the height of Northwestern Mutual and all that. And I understand that you had what could be characterized as a successful meeting with them. That's great. Wondering if there was consideration of making these buildings two-story and these buildings four-story. Economies of scale being what they are, let me go here. Michael, you know where I'm going with this. If you reduced your cost of building, you would then increase your viability of the project without city funds. So that's the purpose in the question. Lowering these buildings to keep their sight lines good, there should be no objection to a four- or a five-story building here. Platt Construction, Dick doesn't care, and Northwestern Mutual doesn't care. So,
Yes, we did look at that. One issue that it does create on the side with the four-story or five-story buildings is it alters the parking ratio. You wouldn't be able to get, the one unit of indoor tempered parking per unit. It would require a lot of additional paved surface on the site and a lot more surface parking. It also, as far as the height goes along Minnesota, you could reduce those to two-story buildings, but if you do then add a pitched roof to that structure, you'd be at essentially the same height. In order to really get a benefit, you would have to do a two-story building with a flat roof, which we think would look much more industrial and less appealing.
We're talking about potential city funds on this, and the council will tell you that this is my hot button. Incenting growth for residential growth and density, you and I have talked about this, on this particular site does not provide, in my opinion, the city with the growth and density that we need elsewhere in the city where we, in my view, would be more appropriate to provide funding for. Oh, you can't go, Diane. Thank you for coming. Would provide for more density that where we need it, as opposed to density on the Oak Creek Franklin border. I personally would not object to a discussion about incenting development of the two-acre parcels for commercial. I'm not sure I'm thrilled about incenting and paying for infrastructure for residential on the Oak Creek that would benefit Oak Creek primarily. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, it's also in the Franklin Oak Creek School District and not the Franklin School District.
Which you're opposed to doing all spending in, so.
No, because we're going to have the, that's not correct at all. We're going to have the, I could just hear the conversation going, well, it's going to add to the schools. Well, that's not our schools. I mean, that's not the city of Franklin schools. So it's in the right, you know, it's in the right school district when you're adding density and adding more kids to the classroom. So when we talk about in other parts of the city, that's obviously a concern. How interested are you in purchasing that property where the hotel and the restaurant, as you said, you're open to it? How open to it are you?
We would be happy to do so. You know, it does add, you know, significant additional costs that would have to be incorporated in the overall, you know, economic feasibility of the development.
What is, setting that part of it aside, for the development in front of us, what's when you're asking for TIF assistance, what is that dollar amount?
At this point in the design process, you know, we don't have a specific number.
Okay, give me a ballpark number.
In general, we think it'll be in the neighborhood of 20% of development costs, wherever those come in.
Ballpark number?
$4 million.
Yeah, probably, yeah, $4 or $5 million.
The rent, the $1,100 to $1,400, why not a little higher scale?
Well, we will, you know, charge the rent that the market will bear for a quality new development of this type. We obviously, when we plan a development like this, we would much rather make sure that this is a long-term, stable, viable asset for the city and for our portfolio. We tend to own assets for the long term, and we don't want to go in requiring a massive amount of rent to hit our pro forma and then not be able to pay for the maintenance and upkeep of the asset.
And then the number of people that, you know, at capacity would be living there roughly? What is that?
180 units. Roughly, I would estimate close to a 50-50 mix of one and two bedrooms. So you can kind of estimate based on bedrooms, you know, how many people would be in there. We don't think we'd have, you know, maybe one and a half, you know, people per bedroom max.
Less than 300.
Yeah.
Less than 300 people.
I just did the math.
Right, no, I'm,
maybe like,
I mean, I like an answer. I'm asking questions. I want numbers, and you're like kind of not giving me numbers. Well, so that's when I asked that question, that's what I'm looking for.
Understood.
So what is that? I don't want to sit here and do the math. I want to have an answer.
Understood.
Answer?
I'd say maybe 350.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yes. We always try to hate throwing out numbers that.
But I want to hear numbers. I got to decide on this. I want to hear numbers.
Yes, roughly 350
okay,
in our estimate.
That's good. All right. And we're sort of $4 to $5 million in city assistance.
That would be our estimate today, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's all I have for now.
I just need to be clear. The Zilber Company is a reputable, mm-hmm. fine company, and by all accounts, Mr. King is a wonderful, honest, and very forthright guy. I just want everybody to know that in advance. And my comments are no reflection on the company. It's my own personal stance on how we manage. Alderman Mayor and Alderman Barber.
Yeah, I have no doubt you're a very reputable persons, and I wish this was going somewhere else in the city. Along with Alderman Taylor, generally I would like apartments in the Oak Creek School District. I wouldn't care about that, but when you're getting city financing from Franklin, that I do have an issue with. So the concept, okay, but city financing, no. And people forget that this is the Oak Creek School District, and taxes go to the Oak Creek School for this, schools for this, and people talk about state funding for schools, and as tax revenue goes up, state funding goes down, which people talk about balancing it. And that's true for the students, but that's not true for construction. And so many of us here just turned in a questionnaire for the middle school, for building a new middle school here in Franklin, in the Franklin School District for, I forget what the millions of dollars in that is. Zero state aid comes for construction in building a new school. So those millions of dollars that the school district is talking about borrowing, that's from us taxpayers in the Franklin School District. So that's why I really am hesitant of putting Franklin tax dollars into the Oak Creek School District. So yes on the concept, from my view, no to Franklin funding.
Alderman Barber.
How do you assess the demand for these units in that area, or how long would it take to fill them once it's completed?
We think there is demand, a significant demand, in the suburban Oak Creek and Franklin area. The leasing of the apartments that have been developed in Oak Creek recently have been going very well, and Franklin has not developed significant new multifamily housing options, you know, in a long time. You may have seen recently, you know, a lot of articles on home ownership rates are, you know, at historic lows, and at some point, you know, they like to still blame that on the downturn, you know, in the recession, which is now close to 10 years old. So in our opinion, a lot of this is a generational shift, both for baby boomers who may be longtime Franklin residents selling their houses but still want to stay within Franklin, as well as young professionals who have a much different look at ownership versus renting of all assets, including their housing.
As you see, almost every week, a new development of this size going in surrounding communities around us here. So I'm just trying to figure out where that all fits.
Yep. No, you're right. There has been a lot of development in the area, and that reflects the demand that's out there, you know, for these units.
Aloha.
I have some questions and then some statements. As far as the DOT access, they were having the one access shared with Platt. What kinds of conversations have you had about being able to have a separate, other than that shared access?
At this point, we have had one preliminary discussion with the DOT, and they had indicated that we would be able to have a right-in, right-out access point for this development. We are not sure if we would you know, be able to take advantage of the median cut, you know, at Platt. We'd be open to discussing that. Obviously, if we would acquire the motel as part of the development, they also have a median cut along 27th Street.
What about the soils? Have you gotten as far as looking at what the soils are for consideration on the underground parking? Is that a problem?
Yeah. Based on the preliminary information right now that we have, is positive. We don't have any. We haven't done our own borings on the site yet until we feel more comfortable with the overall concept approval. But at this point, we do not have any information to the contrary.
Some questions maybe for Paul. On the tax base numbers, Paul, you were listening in on those. Do you have any comments regarding what you heard, or the bringing $2.5 million in taxes? Anything in that department to talk about?
I haven't had an opportunity to study this, as I'm only hearing. I've had some preliminary discussions with the Economic Development Director, so I knew this was coming. The TID will, as we reported back in December, pretty much retire its existing project cost sometime in 2018 or 2019. The TID has an expenditure period that carries to 2020, so project costs could be incurred up until that period of time. And the TID has a life that would extend to 2025. I haven't yet studied to see should the council approve additional project costs to support this project, what type of extension that would have on the existing running life of that TID, which was previously projected to close sometime in 2018 or 2019. Given current increment values, a $4 to $5 million incentive payment or city assistance would probably extend the TID life by 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Are there any concerns that you're aware of? We are looking at a TID for another development area. Are there any concerns as far as extending ourselves too much in that area, financial reasons why we wouldn't want to consider another one when we have one in the works?
I'm unclear as to what the phasing is on this particular project, as to exactly when it's going to occur and when the assistance is needed. And so it's a little bit premature for me to comment on that particular question.
Okay. And as far as you know, the tax base that comes back to Franklin from, let's say, if it does bring in the 2.5 in taxes, Franklin's share typically comes back at about a quarter of that percent of the 2.5 million. Is that pretty typical?
That would be my back of the envelope assumption as well.
Okay. All right. That's it for finance. Thanks, Paul. I do also want to comment on your selection on the architect. I believe they're a very fine group, and pleased to see that you have them on board. So I guess on your questions for financing, obviously it's not a community expectation or mostly a desire that, you know, we fund apartments. It's probably a little bit frowned upon, but with that, I'd like to also add that if it was, it's just apartments and a little commercial, you know, not so much. Maybe if the commercial was more, as the mayor talked about, that helps that consideration. But if it's a path to fixing a problem, and it's fixing a blighted condition, then I could see maybe more interest from the council, and maybe if they saw the police records for that area, it might help them understand what the 3rd District deals with on an annual basis. So what is it worth to fix for the community is a question I think that might be presented in a manner that way. It needs to be, I think it, the purchase of the additional property needs to be part of the concept for, I think the concept for the TID to be more viable for the council is what I've kind of heard from the mayor. And I think you might get some of the colleagues on board on that one. So I think with that, we would be supporting the change of the feel of the whole corridor. And that could be a really good thing. So I'd like to encourage the council members not to completely deny your request for TID, because what it could do to fix a problem that's been longstanding for Franklin and for that neighborhood could be really worth it. So maybe you could continue on with negotiations on that and come back. Other than that, I'm not hearing a lot of objections if you want to put the apartments in on your own financing. So I guess the neighborhood meeting went fairly well. I'm sure they would like less density. I'm sure they would like less height. But we also understand you're trying to balance your finances in that aspect as well. So I think you've tried to meet those needs, and you've made a good effort toward that. So my only comment as far as, you know, maybe a little more commercial or fixing that issue for consideration on the TID, I guess.
Thank you. And just to be clear, you know, it's not just a matter of using the TID to, you know, booster the value, the tax assessed value of this property, which we feel, you know, would be probably at least twice as high, if not more, than if the entire site was used for, you know, a commercial use like that multi-tenant building that's along 27th, but also generate additional commercial and retail uses along the 27th Street corridor. So you get a lot more out of it, even beyond, you know, doubling the ultimate assessed value of this parcel as a way to kick off development in the entire corridor, and do it in an existing TIF district with, you know, as mentioned, you know, a very short, maybe two and a half year payback period on that to get all those benefits for the city.
I've been looking at development plans for 16 years, and as I told you at the meeting, I thought that it would be a shame if this went away, because I know Franklin could get something that
would be a lot less desirable, and the residents would be unhappy. And so I'm hoping there's something that can be done that you can continue on, and it will work out for everyone involved.
I want to interpret what Alderman Wilhelm said. She talked about a problem. My interpretation of that is this is not a problem in terms of existing conditions. This is a problem, and this empty space is a problem. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're not talking about fixing this. We're talking about fixing that. When I say that, that means we got things to talk about. Okay. Not so much. Mr. City Attorney, then Alderman Taylor.
Only just a reminder to everyone that this is a concept review, and there's no voting or moving for any kind of result, and the developer's not entitled to rely on what the developer hears at this meeting. And if I might ask a question, just off the top of my head, and I did zero numbers on this, has the potential developer looked at a PAYGO and what that result would be based upon the increment added by this project, extending the life of the TID till approximately 2025?
We have not at this point, but we are obviously very open and willing to be open book and transparent with city staff and the city's outside experts at determining that. We, you know, when we ultimately would determine the TID amount necessary, we're not looking for a dollar more than we need. But we do want this to be a long-term, viable development. And with where costs are today, you know, quite frankly, it would not be possible without TIF assistance. That's just, you know, the honest reality of it. As you look around other communities, most other, especially suburban projects along this type with mixed use have been given TIF subsidies, you know, whether it be the Wimmer community, I believe in Brookfield, you know, Mandel's new property in West Dallas. You know, I just want to emphasize that we are not, you know, looking for extreme or outsized returns, you know, in this request, and we're not alone saying we just can't make this work. You know, it's just the market reality that we face given construction costs today.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, first, I'm not surprised that Alderwoman Wilhelm did a fine job engaging the neighbors. She always has a pretty good handle on the people she represents, which makes me happy because on the county I represent these people, and if we make a decision that is upsetting to them, they'll make me pay for it as well as her. So I do like the fact that she's done that. I want to be clear that I have no issues with apartments, never have. And in that location, it's not a bad location, actually, because it is in the Franklin Creek School District, so where the kids are going to go. So that I'm okay with. We have a window to do something, obviously, before, you know, the TIF closes, or we said 2020 is when we could start. We actually spend money till 2020?
We can
spend money to 2020. So what's the alternative of that location? The alternative is a Northwestern mutual type of building, and you know, a large corporation comes in, and that's, you know, a big chunk of dollars right there. Now, I'm guessing if a big corporation comes here and says we want to have that location, they're going to ask us for TIF assistance as well, potentially. How much did we give Northwestern Mutual? $5 million.
Well, depends on how you,
yeah, how you look at it. But, you know, so I do think that the motel needs to be a part of it. I mean, we need to clean up that problem. And you have, you know, the commercial areas on, you know, that you're looking at developing on 27th Street. So, I mean, I think you have work that yet needs to be done. And I'm not sure if necessarily, you know, adding the hotel or the motel is now going to, you're going to ask us for more money. You know, then we're actually just, could just do it ourselves. You know. So, you know, this, I think you need more work. But I don't have a problem with assisting in some way in that window to make a development like this occur. Just I'm not sure to what dollar amount, you know, I'm willing to support for residential. But I would support it for residential. I mean, we have another project we're looking at on the western part of the city that has higher-ended apartments. You know, I would like to see these higher ended than what they are, but it's not sounding like that's possible, even though, or not, you're not willing to do it, even though in just down the street in Oak Creek, where they're doing Emerald Row and everything else, those are higher ended. So you're going to have high end in Oak Creek. Yours is going to be somewhere market rate, and then we get, if we pull off Ballpark Commons, that's another higher ended. So trying to figure that out too, why can't be uniform across the board. So I have some questions I know moving forward, I'm sure, but there's my two cents.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
I have a question. Market rate apartments, that's just basic what apartments are going for.
Correct, yes. 100% of the units would be market rate. You know, I mean, there's no designation for high-end. You know, there is various affordable housing programs under which you're restricted on renting a portion or all of the units to people under either a certain income level or under a certain asset level, et cetera. We plan this to be just open to the public at market rental rates with no restrictions of any kind.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, high-end really doesn't have, you know, a definition. You know, we will create really, really nice buildings with really nice facades, you know, masonry component, wood component, and charge and receive the rent that the market is willing to bear for, you know, nice units with nice finishes. You know, high-end is just kind of a, to one person, you know, what's high-end? You know, does it mean, you know, marble countertops in the bathroom versus granite? You know, is it granite versus formica? You know, it's a matter of individual, you know, definition on what is high-end. We expect them to be as high-end as anything in the marketplace.
Do you have an example of the building because of that, because of no shaped roof, just the flat roof? Do you have a...
We don't, well... In this area, I mean, the projects at Drexel Square are a good example of that. Both Blair Williams and Barrett's Emerald Row are both flat roof buildings. A little bit more contemporary look, but yet very residential, not commercial.
Well, I do think that it's nice that we're getting, you know, an idea come in where the residents are relatively supportive of it. I think when you said 20%, support from the city for this project, you're just talking that area that we're talking about right now, just the residential part. You're looking for 20% help on that?
No, we're looking at roughly 20% of the overall project costs. And to be clear, you know, the idea is that would go toward the site development costs, you know, development of the commercial parcel, development of the road connecting 27th to 31st Street. You know, although ultimately it's one development, you know, it is, you know, the idea is we'd be looking for a lot of that infrastructure type help to get this project to be economically successful.